Welcome, friends, to the Movement is Medicine show, and I have Dr. Annie in the house. What's up, Dr. Annie?
Hey, Barry. So good to be here talking with you today.
Love it. Always love having you on the show. And today I know we're going to get into a topic that is near and dear to your heart, something that you kind of helped pioneer here in Washington State. And it's around the unique model that we use at Head to Toe to create these incredible experiences for our patients that combines our sports docs, our chiropractors, with athletic trainers. And I'm super excited to get into this because it's a unique way that we go about things that you don't see everywhere.
Yeah, it's a really special relationship, and it is very individual to Washington State. I don't think that many other areas allow this relationship between chiropractors and athletic trainers, but it allows for this much greater service offering than we could ever hope for. And I think one of the reasons I really wanted to chat about it today, not only to highlight their awesomeness, because everybody who's been to our clinic knows that Leah and Kelsey are totally great. I mean, they're really great at what they do in all aspects, whether it be manual therapy or exercise therapy or putting those cups on that people love so much. But we aren't a physical therapy clinic. You know, we're a chiropractic clinic and sports medicine clinic. And I really feel like people do get the disciplines confused, and that's okay. I think that the reason I really wanted to clarify, in addition to just telling people more about our services, is just to ensure people understand that difference, because physical therapists don't necessarily love the fact that people think we're physical therapists, because it's a different license. You know, they've worked hard for their license, we've worked hard for our license, but we are different disciplines, but the crossover being that exercise therapy piece, right? So chiropractors, of course, you know, we can teach exercise therapy ourselves, but for the model that we have to truly be successful, we don't have enough time as one person to give the full treatment that we'd like to give. You know, we like to do, obviously, the chiropractic piece of it, the manual therapy piece of it with our awesome soft tissue work that we do in whatever form that comes in, active release cupping, you know, Graston, whatever it looks like. And then we like to then bring that, you know, really work hard in the body by bringing in the exercise therapy piece. So really rewire and get that body ready for motion so that people don't go out and re-injure themselves. So our model takes a long visit, you know, anywhere from usually 30 to minutes to an hour we're spending with a patient at our clinic. So, you know, it's interesting. When I started my clinic, it was just me. I didn't even have a receptionist. This was 18 years ago. And all patients today who came in those first few weeks, and it's really fun to chat with them about the growth of the clinic, because yeah, it was just me, and it was very different. I did a lot of manual therapy. I did long sessions, and it was great. It was great service, but wasn't as full as we have now. We weren't able to offer as much. And you know, my friend and mentor, Dr. Jim Kurtz, who just recently retired from working with the Seahawks, which he did for gosh 5 or 6 years, I think, who's there. Team doctor, which is pretty exciting. He was the one who said to me like 15 years ago, he's like, Annie, why don't you hire an athletic trainer? Because he was the only other person doing it. So it was really thanks to him that I got started working with athletic trainers.
Yeah, it's interesting because when we were talking about athletic trainers versus, say, physical therapists, it's one of those things that for many people, they, you know, they're just all those distinctions aren't really clear as to what the differences are between those different roles. And I think it's really interesting. We have done some stuff with our athletic trainers to bring a little bit more of an education piece to the front of this conversation. So people have a sense of like, oh, this is how athletic trainers are uniquely positioned to help me. And here's why, within the context of Head to Toe, this combination of the sports docs, the chiropractic piece with the athletic trainer piece is a really powerful 1-2 punch that allows us to go through a lot of different rehabilitative and therapeutic modalities, different, you know, you mentioned Graston and Cup, you mentioned a bunch of different treatment types. It allows us to do that all in one visit, which is what is so cool for patients, is that ultimately makes it a much simpler and straightforward process where they're not having to see multiple specialists. They can come see us. And within the context of our four walls, we can offer a number of different therapies, all designed to speed up, not just, you know, not just the getting them out of the pain state and getting that injury start to repair itself, but then to restore and rebuild and put them in a position where they're really set up for more long-term success as we're able to kind of get into a whole other series of therapies and of exercises and patternings with our athletic trainers that help make sure that a person doesn't have that same injury over and over and over again, which is so frustrating and yet happens to so many people who are physical. It's like once you get hurt once, it can start to snowball and that same thing can happen again and again. And that is just so frustrating.
It's so frustrating. And, you know, I hear a lot of complaints about chiropractic every day. You know, I'll have a new patient come in and they're like, well, I don't want to see a chiropractor, but I heard you're different. So here I am, you know, what can you do for me kind of thing. And most people don't want to see a chiropractor because they have to go back over and over and over and over again. It's like this endless treatment plan. And nobody has the time or money for it. Time mainly is the biggest restraint for people, right? They just like, they're like, yeah, I felt great for 2 hours after, you know, the adjustment. And then I felt the same. And then I went back and got it again and again and again and again. And they're not saying they didn't feel good afterwards. They didn't get benefit, but they're saying they didn't last for me. And that's where it's like, even when I was in chiropractic college, like I knew I needed to have a different model for patients so that they could benefit from that adjustment, which is so pivotal in the early stages of healing. When someone is in severe pain, you know, back, neck, or wherever, if you can't administer a good adjustment to their spine or extremity, you really can't start the healing recovery phase. You can't even begin it. You have to put the joints back in place and then restore the soft tissues around it and then rebuild the muscle structure around that so everything holds so they can fully recover. But, you know, as a busy working mom, even though my kids are getting older now, darn it, but, you know, it's so much time to get all that treatment. Like, who wants to go to the chiropractor and the massage therapist and the physical therapist to get a complete treatment? I don't want to. I don't have time to. Like, let's put it all together into one awesome package. Like, it just saves so much time. I'm always continually excited about the model because it's such a time saver for people and it's so efficient in getting people better.
Yeah, that's ultimately, you know, we're working backwards. We're trying to answer the question, you know, how do we create really incredible experience for patients and how do we really help them solve their problems? Because ultimately, you know, that's what we're here to do when it comes to physical pain, mobility issues, injuries, et cetera. What's the best way to do that, right? And so I love how this innovation in this relationship and this kind of unique model that you've built over time and that we have at Head to Toe really helps us do that. And it helps us, you know, that's why people love us and that's why we have all those 5-star reviews. It's a great model. It works really, really well. Yeah. And to your point around why people dislike traditional chiropractic, I can remember the first time I went to see a chiropractor and they wanted me to come in like 18 times or 20 times or something.
Yeah.
And it was just like, what?
Yeah. It's too really? Much. It's too much. Yeah. Because they, even though, you know, all chiropractors are equipped with an amazing knowledge base, right? Everyone's got a good foundation. But the model for so long, and it is changing, I will say, it's changing. I'm so glad for that. But the model for so long has been that strict adjusting model. And it does have benefits, obviously, early in the patient's recovery, but it doesn't have that long-term benefit that we're looking for. Because it doesn't address the whole thing. You know, we're looking at, we're a complex system. You know, you think about our bodies, you know, the spine is a fundamental, you know, the basis of it, right? The foundation. But unless we have all the muscles cooperating around it, then nothing is going to really hold into place. And so, yeah. So back to athletic trainers, you know, I mean, in this state, interestingly, a chiropractor can hire a physical therapist. I don't know why. It's a very strange law and I don't quite understand why it's in place, but it is. There's sort of the separation of the two professions. So, you know, with athletic trainers and their unique training, it's been a really neat relationship, you know, and they work under us in a supervised role, but they add, you know, they have benefits of their licensure that we don't have as well. They have, you know, wound care, they have concussion training, they have first aid training that, you know, we don't often, you know, need, but certainly when we're working an event, like when we did at Halo Games, not that anything happened at Halo Games. It was all very safe and great. But, you know, we've worked events where, guess what? You really need that ability to either do concussion management or wound care or, you know, handle, you know, blood and pathogens and that type of thing. So, and that's, athletic trainers have all that unique experience. Plus, they have a great foundation in manual therapy and an excellent foundation in exercise therapy and lifting form. You know, if you want to, you know, make sure your deadlift pattern's good or your squat pattern's good or, you know, house went clean or snatched, then they know how to do all that. And then we layer on, of course, our uniqueness from head to toe because we have a lot of protocols that are different and outside of their field as well. So, you know, they get trained within our clinic. So they are very well-rounded manual therapists and you know, healthcare professionals. They're just really wonderful to work with.
I think that one of the things that for our athletic population and for our people who are just, you know, physically active and who are doing stuff, you know, running or biking in tries or, you know, hitting up Industrious, functional fitness stuff. And, you know, that, like, you know, we've said in the past, life is a full contact sport and it's going to create, you know, it's going to create injuries. And a lot of times when you're in those dynamic kind of exercise, those dynamic exercises and those dynamic kind of pursuits, yeah, it's very common for these patterns, right, to crop up where your movement pattern can be compromised because of either prior injury or, you know, even just you didn't get a lot of great or dialed in coaching or bad habits that creep up over time or mobility issues that cause you to compromise your ideal form. And I love that our athletic trainers can really help people, you know, deconstruct and rebuild proper movement patterns that then set them up in their journey to be much more functionally prepared and much more optimized and more of an ideal state. So they're not on that injury hamster wheel of the same thing happening again and again and again.
That is the vital key right there. You know, looking at movement, correcting compensation patterns with exercise therapy, you know, spotting it before it becomes worse and or taking that old injury and really, as you said, changing the compensation patterns, correcting gait, doing gait analysis, wear analysis, et cetera, et cetera. You know,
but yeah, I mean, I'm living that right now. My wife, Mary, hasn't been able to run, you know, was running a ton and got to, for whatever reason, a bunch of stuff all went wrong at the same time. And she was having severe knee pain to the point where she thought she had maybe a meniscal tear or, you know, she was thinking she was dead convinced she was going to have some kind of surgery. She was even like talking like knee replacement. I was like, maybe we should go in and see the team at head to toe and have them take a look at things. Because I know it feels one way, right? The injury felt like it was some kind of something that it was really bad. But what in actuality it was after she came in was a series of things that were misaligned, tight, pulling in the wrong direction, push, you know, all this stuff, her running gait, various other things that all contributed to this sense of like, oh my God, I think I have to have surgery on my knee. And now it's like working through a series of visits, she's been making so much progress week over week over week. But on top of that, you know, led her to get new shoes, right? She was able to show her running video. I think you saw some of that, to Lee saw some of that, right? And then able to work with athletic trainers and all these different types of exercises that she's been able to bring here at home into her routine that have allowed her to make real substantial change to how she preps for her runs, how she cools down for her runs, and even the running itself, right? And so she's almost back to being fully capable of running it, and she's so happy, you know, and I'm so happy that she came in. And I always get frustrated when people don't listen to me or others that say you should go in head to toe prior to getting, you know, the surgery thing that you think you need or going to get this imaging. Sometimes you need to do that. But you should go in there first because it's a really great first step to figure out and get some more expert advice from the docs and from the athletic trainers. That stuff that, you know, you might end up saving yourself a lot of time and a lot of headache by going that route first.
Yeah, I can't comment on the case because I'm really hit by the laws. But yes, I do know all about the case and I'm really pleased with how things are going there. You know, what I would like people to think of is a visit to us is sort of more that first step rather than the last step. Often people consider it like, I've tried everything in New York, or should I have surgery, or, you know, I've done this and that, and I've blood prepared care, and then I'm still not working, so I'm going to go, you know, I'm going to go check head to toe. But we're more foundational than that. And a lot of injuries, you know, can be fixed really, I don't want to say easily. There's so much we can do within the manual therapy and chiropractic and exercise therapy realm that is, you know, people are, it's really quite profound how much we can accomplish without the use of a surgical instrument or anything more specialized, just good eyes, good knowledge, and good technique. And it's such a fundamental part of good health when you're looking at, you know, being healthy, moving, being strong, exercising. And I think I would love people to think of it more of as a first step.
Well, if you're listening to this and you haven't been in to see us and you're having some issues, some challenges, some pain, obviously then take that first step, call on in and see us. And of course, if along the way, along the journey, you have something that you're dealing with now, we'd love to see you, love to take care of you. And if you've experienced our system, you know how well it works. So Dr. Annie, thank you for being here. Thanks for shedding some light on the uniqueness of our cool athletic trainers and what makes the clinic, one of the cool things that makes the clinic so effective and such a great resource for our patients on their healing journey. So appreciate you as always, and we look forward to get you back on a show in the near future.
Absolutely.
Right, chat later. Bye.